Jesus told his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished." There are two answers to the question, how do you get to heaven? The first answer, which is a basis of every religion except Christianity, an answer based on logic, says we must live to balance the evil we do by doing good works. The problem is simple. We can never do enough good to balance the evil. The second answer, the heart of being a Christian, is redemption from sin and death because of God's rich love, grace, and mercy. When Jesus fulfilled the law and the prophets, when he cried out from the cross, "It is finished," that fulfillment was complete. Our relationship with God changed, for we can, in faith, point to Jesus' righteousness as our own. As people declared holy in God's sight for the sake of the death and resurrection of Jesus, what is our relationship to the law? Now it becomes a guideline, a way of life in response to God's love. Because we have received God's grace, we honor him above all things, even as we reflect his love to our neighbors. Our good works do not earn us a place in heaven, but are the result of having a place in heaven. May our Lord grant that we receive his grace, love, and mercy for our eternal life with him. Amen.